The war in Iraq, North Korea's nuclear program, Iran's nuclear ambitions, tension in the Middle East. American attention and the world's attention spans the globe for dangers and threats in these early years of the 21st century. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore looks back to a time when American attention was focused on Moscow and the grip the Soviet Union had on its satellites throughout Eastern Europe.
50 years ago, but the anniversary remains vivid in my mind. A large part of the world seemed to be coming apart, and I watched it from Moscow, where I was CBS correspondent. October 23rd, a demonstration for freedom outside the Hungarian parliament, and the revolution is on. I learned about it from my home office, not a word in the Soviet media. October 29th, Israel, supported by Britain and France, invade Egypt and seize control of the Suez Canal. My friend Chip Bolin, the American ambassador in Moscow, tells me bitterly it is a dreadful mistake to start a Middle East war that will divert attention from the war for freedom in Hungary. Soviet tanks roll into Hungary to crush the uprising. In Moscow, Ambassador Bolin walks up to party boss Nikita Khrushchev at a diplomatic reception and asks him in acid tones, "Do you have enough tanks in Hungary, or do you plan to send more?" Sarcastically, Khrushchev replies, "I think we have enough, Mr. Ambassador, but if not, we will send more and more and more." There are rumors that the Central Committee is being called into emergency session to decide on reinforcements for Hungary and possibly intervention in the Suez War. At another reception, I walk up to Khrushchev, asking whether he can confirm that the Central Committee is meeting in emergency session, because I have to decide whether I can go on vacation. He lowers his voice and says, "If absolutely necessary, Correspondent Shore, we will have the meeting without you." 2,000 tanks roll into Budapest and crush the October Revolution. Reformist Premier Imre Nagy is taken prisoner and executed. Under pressure from the Eisenhower administration, Britain, France, and Israel withdraw from Egypt. All that 50 years ago. This is Daniel Shore.